1994 by Richard Turner and William Osborne. With Robert Lindsay as Edward, Siobhan Redmond as Sophie, and Paul Shearer as Charles. In last week's episode,
Sellingfield, this is Sellingfield.
Show us our plan, oh great leader.
What plan?
I've
caused a bit of a disturbance and they're after me.
Now look, keep back, I've got a duck. Go on, use it. Keep back.
Episode 3, Choice is Progress.
Yes?
Reason for coming back, Father. They stuck under this water for 3 days.
2 days, 14 hours and 37 minutes, actually.
It's been a long time.
It is not for us to question. Ours is to serve.
I can't from in here.
You can't from anywhere.
Well, I'm coming out.
It was scratchy and mess. Who did it?
Principally you.
For the tidy up, I suppose.
Environmental news. The environment is all around you. Hi, it's 2 o'clock on Channel 16. This is Darren Wayne and I've got a hangover. Get this, main stories today. Revolution in one of the restricted zones. The do-it-yourself baby kit and the fetcher that tried to get a mortgage. Details after this.
Hello, darling. I'm going to be late home again tonight. Put the dinner in the oven, would you?
Oh, Craig.
Oh, sorry, darling. You know how it is. See you later.
That's the third night running. Lucky I've got a new microwave and a selection of frozen country-style meals. That and a good solicitor. I'm going straight to Marple's, Drew and Cavendish for a divorce.
When you can't trust your spouse, trust Marple's, Drew and Cavendish, the solicitors who care.
Channel 16 News.
Good to have you back. First, there's been a revolution in one of the restricted zones against a sinister doomsday experiment using real human guinea pigs. Secretly codenamed the Sellingfield Project and conducted without the consent of the environment, it's now the subject of a full in-depth inquiry, and we'll be giving you the results of that inquiry later today. Meanwhile, we sent our team out onto the street to find out your opinion.
The Sellingfield Project? Sinister, that's what I think.
I think it's terrible. It's a good thing the environment's looking into it, that's what I think.
Well, it's nutty, it's covered in chocolate, it fills me up nicely.
What I want to know is, how did it happen in the first place?
And that's a question for all of us. What effect has been the decision to introduce more opinion polling to protect the environment from any recurrence of this sort of thing? Next, the do-it-yourself test tube baby implantation kit that'll be on the open market by next month. But that's after this.
Can't you watch what it's to be?
What, a listening ear?
Nice television!
The truth is cut and brow.
You think it's with your television?
Channel 16 News.
Yeah.
Welcome back, and as we look forward to difficult day.
Alarm?
Yes, Fetcher?
Is that smoke coming out of the television?
Oh no, what have you done this time?
I couldn't help it.
It's on fire!
I'm on fire!
Don't fight for it, Sophie. The freaks should come on soon.
Thank you very much, Fetcher. Edward, where is he, please?
Edward, was the water hot?
Yes, lovely, thanks. Oh, I really needed this bath. Look, Sophie, it's really nice of you to put me up like this. It'll only take a couple of days for my flat to be repaired.
Drink.
Oh, fine. Thank you. Oh, God, I thought I was a goner in Sellingfield.
Let's see what's on the answer phone.
Hello. God, Sophie, you're never in. Amazing. Look, we're all drinking at the Belgrano. Why not come down later? Bye.
Hello, Sophie. Or rather not.
No, it's time.
Look, there's a party tomorrow to see in Difficult Day.
It's a bad old days party, so I thought it would be apt if we went together. It's dress 80s and bring a can of wine. I'll pick you up. Hello, Sophie. God, you're still not in. Henry's as ratted as a dog. Anna, he's debugging me, the swine. Anna, shut your eyes, Sophie.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, he's been sick.
Here's your drink, Edward. That was Charles Dartmouth on the answer phone. He wants to take me to a party. I think I'll take you. Well, what's on TV?
Keep Your Chucker Up, the polo sitcom.
Oh, that's great! Turn it off.
Sure.
Good dog. That can only mean one thing. Not this. Some plucky sucker's played his last chucker. Not Charles the Spouse from Buckingham Palace. We'll have to be quick. Where's Susie?
Hello! Has anyone seen my pussy?
Susie, forget your cat. We've lost all our chuckers.
That must have made your eyes water.
Oh, no! The marquee's exploded.
I'll kill your mother.
Yes, and you can have another helping of Charlie and his chums next week at the same time.
Polo, polo, polo. There's nothing but polo on the telly these days.
Oh, come on. There's celebrity wine tasting.
Next on Channel 23, Bonkers in Honkers, the madcap escapist comedy about merchant banking in Hong Kong.
Oh, do you want to watch this?
No, turn it over. Another drink?
Oh, yes. Please, thanks.
The day after tomorrow sees the annual remembrance of the difficulties, the environment's darkest hour known as Difficult Day. It will be marked by traditional parades, street marches, ceremonial riots, strikes, power cuts, and shortages. Channel 16 will be covering the event, the length and breadth of the environment. We'll be out with our cameras to bring you the very best in coverage, starting at 4 a.m. with the opening ceremony in Cheltenham.
Here you are, Edward. Budge up.
Oh, hardly room for two.
Oh, we'll manage. What's on?
Ah, just a trailer for Difficult Day.
Turn it off. Let me show you around the flat. This is the lounge, obviously.
Yes, well, it's a nice lounge.
Kitchen.
Oh, hi. Nice kitchen.
And the bedroom.
Oh, great. You've got a waterbed.
No. That's the jacuzzi. That's the bed.
Yes, look, I'm really sorry. Oh, thanks, Sophie. This is really good of you.
No, I think the hero of Selling Fields deserves a proper bed.
Will you be okay?
I'll be fine.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Edward?
Yes?
You couldn't get Sophie some fruit juice from the fridge.
Oh, yes. All right.
Stop just where you are, sinner.
Hallelujah!
This is the totally reverent and holy, holy Dr. Calvin saying, stop and come to Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Is somebody in this flat?
I'll turn the light on.
Shut up, I ain't finished. We're broadcasting to you live from the sanctified studios of Jesus Gulch, Utah, to look into the lives of two unsuspecting sinners. And boy, have they been sinning.
I switched it off.
And we switched it on. The Lord gave us life. He gave us water and bread. He also gave us microwave technology and satellite communications. And through these gifts, we and our audience of 10 million have been watching you.
That's immoral.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Repent and come to Jesus, sinners. Stop drinking. Utter no foul words, especially that short one that begins with F. Stop fornicating now.
We weren't doing anything wrong.
10 million Americans can testify that you were.
10 million? It would come to...
For God's sake, turn it off!
For God's sake, leave it on.
If you won't.
See how their sin has found them out.
Pull the plug out.
Watch them panic like rats in a trap.
Swarming like pigeons from hell. They unplug their television, so we speak to them through their radio.
Edward's the radio.
Right.
Now let us join hands and sing. We are one...
The alarm clock!
We are love, we are truth, and...
matter how large
the toast does,
we'll have to send out steam. Our credit card lines are open. And remember, helping the Lord is tax deductible.
He'll see you now, Sir Desmond.
No, thank you.
Is that a paperclip on your file?
Yes. Should I...
Remove it. It's been paperclips all week, I'm afraid, so don't even mention them.
He is responsible for the whole environment. We must allow him some foibles.
Your shoes.
Of course.
He's got yellow tights on today, but on no account look at them.
This way?
Yes.
Sir Desmond, my little handmaiden. I understand the weather is unusually clement for the time of year.
Yes.
Although I never leave this room. Come in. Ironic, don't you think, that wedded as I am to the environment, I should never experience it at first hand?
But you have your farm.
Yes, the farm. One day I hope to see the farm. They tell me it prospers. So little time. And difficult days upon us once again.
Tomorrow, yes.
Come, don't waste my time. Presumably all the arrangements are made.
It should be the biggest and the most impressive so far.
The spirit of the difficulties must be relived at least once a year. They need to be reminded, you know. Tell me, what do you think of this model?
Is this the new mega market?
Yes. Pretty, isn't it? The results of the Sellingfield project are fantastic. Just think, one of these in every town. Now the real work begins. The London mega market will be open very soon.
Consummate consumerism, the ideal society.
From the ashes of Sellingfield, the phoenix of a new environment will arise, like a great mythical bird.
Ark! Ark!
Quite.
I want no flies in the ointment. There are none, I trust?
No. We used Wilson for Sellingfield. He thinks too much, but I've sent Riddle to deal with him when he comes in tomorrow.
Sir Desmond, this Wilson, is he clever?
We didn't think so, but he scored over 8,000 in that screen game, the Darth Man.
Needs watching.
We've got a mole on him round the clock. Sophie.
Oh, yes, of course. I saw them on American television last night. The boy's an idiot. And an exhibitionist. Paperclippy. That's how I would describe him. Paperclippy.
Will that be all?
They're trying to poison me, you know.
Who?
The poisoners. Oh, the burdens of office. It's a lonely life. Sir Desmond.
Yes?
Hold me.
Yes. Sorry. Come on, keycard. Come on.
You may not enter.
Huh? Good morning. I wonder if you can help me. I can't get into my office.
Hey? What's your problem?
It's my office, you see. My key card, it keeps being rejected.
Oh, that's a terrible thing, rejection. The important thing is not to take it personally. Morning, Archie. All right. Suit yourself. Where were we? My name's Riddle. What's yours?
Edward.
Still, got a laugh, haven't you? You married?
No. This is the fourth floor, isn't it?
Any kids? Morning, Trev.
Git. You don't think my office has been moved, do you?
What I always say is, who cares? The environment is all around you. Any case, they changed it all this morning. What's your name? Mine's Riddle, actually. Unusual name. I've dined out on that name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on my credit card. All changed now. Flexispace. Oh, that's progress for you. Look, if the world was the size of a pea, right?
What's that Flexispace?
I'm explaining. And the sun was a football, and you had them in your bath, which represents the solar system, right? And assuming you had enough hot water, okay? You still with me? And let's say, right, bath, pea, football. I've forgotten it. Still, that's progress.
What's a Flexispace?
I was wondering if you'd ask me that. It's a sort of, hang on, I've got a leaflet here.
Thanks. Flexispace, the whole new office concept, gives you the freedom, together with flexi time, to work whenever, wherever, and however, or not. Issued by the Environment, 1994.
What's your name, then?
Edward Wilson.
Oh, you should have said. You're on the pilot scheme. Look, here's the list.
Nobody tells me anything round here.
That means you don't have an office now. Or looking at it the other way, you could say that you've got a choice of about 100,000 offices. Take your pick.
Because I was just settling down and now they do this.
Whole building's yours. Right down to the 38th basement level. My wife left me last week. Didn't even leave a note. Still, at least I've still got my health. What I'd do if I were you is wander around the building and do whatever you fancy.
Yeah, looks as if I haven't got much choice.
Oh, no, you've got more choice than ever before. Happy hunting. And remember, they also serve who only stand and wait. Read that on the back of a crisp packet. Ta-ra.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Opinionated little creep.
38th basement level it is, Governor.
Thank you, Lift.
I-ho, I-ho, it's off to work we go, with a shovel and a pick and a walk in
stick. Excuse me?
Yes?
Who shot Lisa?
Oh, I didn't know she was dead.
What do you think?
I suppose she must be.
Good as done. I'll say Randy did it. Ta-ra.
Ah, now that sounds like an interesting department.
Oh, so you've come back. Look at me. I'm a woman.
Well, yes, you are.
And I have the needs of a woman. You and your shoelaces. It was your idea to shoot Lisa, wasn't it?
Not entirely, no.
Oh, so you deny it?
Not entirely, no.
Oh, so you deny it?
Not entirely, no.
Cut! I've always been clear to say, who is this idiot?
Edward Wilson.
Are you a complete idiot?
No, not entirely.
Oh, so you deny it?
Switch it off, somebody. David, I cannot work in these conditions. Look, I'm an artist. I don't want to make soap operas. I want to make adverts. Clear the set. Take this cretin away.
I didn't realise you used robots for soap operas.
You didn't think they were actors, did you? Now, if you don't mind, we've got the Susan isn't getting fulfilment from Gavin because he hasn't come to terms with his father's homosexuality but doesn't realise it's not his baby. Scene next. David, has it been written yet?
Yeah, it's hot off the mainframe printer. Simeon?
What?
Randy really did shoot Lisa.
Did someone say clear the set?
Yes, hurry up!
Right, John, I'll take this one.
Right, John.
Will you take your hands off me?
Well, watch out, John. Yours is still switched on.
Put me down.
Yeah, don't worry, John. He's still doing the last scene, that's all.
Where are you taking me?
Give us a hand, John. He won't keep still, this one.
What? One, two, three.
Hello? God, it's dark in here. Hello? 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 Is anybody there? Let me out!
Coming! Coming! Are you alone in there?
Well, not entirely.
Oh, so you deny it?
Out you come! Now, what was I doing? What did I come here for? Forgotten. Never mind. Retrace my steps, then I'll remember. Follow me.
Thank you.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, I'm...
Don't worry. I'll remember. I'm Dr. Erickson. Where's Spang? He's my chum. We're very sick, you know. We do everything together. Well... No, just about everything.
Ah, there you are, Dr. Erickson.
Oh, yes, here I am. Meet Spang, but don't touch him.
Oh, hello, Edward Wilson.
Ask him about...
Oh, yes, Edward. If I brought out a new washing up liquid, what should I call it? It's new, and it makes things really, what's that word?
Clean.
Cleaned! Make your dishes really clean with clean.
Ah.
Have you been in this business long?
No.
Ah, here we are.
Environmental Creative Policy Department, or as we call it, Bright Ideas. Don't we, Spang?
No, we certainly do, Dr. Erickson. Can I...
No, I found him. Spang wants to introduce you, but I think I'd better. No one likes Spang.
Everyone, listen a minute. Where was I? This fellow here, whose name I can't remember, would like to join us, wouldn't you? Edward, I told you I remember. And actually, he's already thrown up an idea of his own for the new washing up liquid. Go on, singy, tell them.
Well, it's nothing much. It's quite simple, really. I thought I'd call it clean.
Yeah, brilliant.
So simple.
Seminal.
Fluid.
Good. Well, this is Davidson, advertising with media.
Hi, nice one.
Olaf, defense and home affairs.
How do you do?
Christian, fashion and design.
Hello.
Spang, you've already met. He does what I do.
Oh, and what's that?
This is Stevens, technology and communications.
Pardon?
Oh, hello.
Right, find yourself a chair. We're holding our weekly review. So, Christian, what have you got this week? Any ideas? Oh, come on.
Welcome to the Environmental Insurance Claims Office, Fetcher Damage Department. Your broker is at booth 3.
Oh, hello. I've brought my Fetcher for the flood damage it caused in my flat. You wanted to see him?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Now then, what happened?
Well, I switched on the telly because I was a bit depressed.
Yes?
Well, get on with it.
All right. Anyway, Kelly was looking a bit grubby, so I started cleaning it, you know, the way you do. Lots of hot soapy water, and suddenly there was this enormous bang. going. And then the sprinklers came on and flooded the flat.
My flat, you stupid fetcher.
Oh, don't shout.
Well, what about the damage?
Now, that's hardly the problem, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, and what is then?
Are you blind? Of course we'll repair your flat. It's as good as done. But what about the real damage that's been done?
Yes.
What?
It's right, Edward.
Oh, shut up.
Look at yourselves.
Yes.
Yes, yes, what?
Yes, just... Yes.
Fretting. So, I've got you down with Fox, the people who care.
Fox?
Fetcher Owner Conciliation Service.
No conciliation, no repair, right?
Yes.
Ah, well, can't I just get rid of the fetcher?
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Here's your appointment card. Thank you.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. Don't worry, but I'm sure the fault's partly mine.
Don't make that noise.
Sorry.
Well, get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Silence is the answer.
Oh, yes, it is.
What was the question?
Oh, I'm going.
Where?
I'm going to a party. A nostalgia party. Oh, those happy days before there were fetches to wreck your flat for you.
You're heartless. You're nothing more than a machine.
Yes. Excuse me, the doorbell.
Hi, come in.
Oh, really?
No. A few people haven't come yet, Susan. What have you got there, David?
Can of wine.
Amazing, thanks. Put it over there.
Great, where can I put my coat?
Just chuck it on the floor. Oh, that is true punk.
No, it's Duran Duran, remember them?
No.
It was my uncle's anyway.
Right. Don't be shy, Susan. Let me take your coat. Oh, Suze, fantastic. You look like a set of lagged pipes. Authentic aerobics. How did you get that cellulite effect on your thighs?
It's not a cellulite effect.
only joking. Oh, hi, Charles, Sophie, come in.
Yeah, actually, I've just got into advertising.
Really?
Yeah, it's really very interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're not.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm Jane. This is Peter.
Hi.
He's in advertising.
Really?
Hi.
Damien.
Don't tell me. Advertising.
Actually, me too. I love it. Communication. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Here, Sophie. Champagne.
Thanks, Charles.
Oh,
look, she's not wearing a bra.
Hey,
yeah, that was going a bit far, wasn't it?
Oh, come on, Charles. It's nostalgia. Anyway, you look ridiculous in that dress.
It's very 80s. By the way, how's Edward?
Who?
The person who's living with you.
Oh, I knew you'd forgotten to bring somebody. You're not jealous, are you?
No, I just wish you'd told me.
Nothing serious. Flat being repaired. Anyway, you went off the pill.
I was putting on weight, but why Edward?
He did very well in Sellingfield.
He had no idea what he was doing. To coin an 80s word, he's a Wally. Hi, Caroline.
Getting worried, Charles. Someone after your job.
Don't be ridiculous. He doesn't know what his own job is, let alone mine.
Hello, Charles.
Hi, Anne. God, she's sexy.
Oh, come on. Let's do something easy. I will sit down.
Oh, that's right, Gavin, yes.
Difficult day.
Computer science.
What a boring
field project.
Market research.
So this is a doomsday experiment.
Difficulties.
Media hype.
Makes you think how lucky we are.
Career oriented, that's
your problem.
So what are people supposed to do with parties, Gavin?
Good point, Justin, good point.
Actually, we did a study.
Well, for example, if you
see that woman over there.
What? The one who's talking with Charles?
Yeah. Well, what she's doing is called getting off with him.
Oh!
Sophie!
Oh, Edward, hello!
I've been looking for you for an hour. Where's Charles?
He's been body popping. He's gone to lie down. Hi, Dave!
Oh, hi, sir. Charles is looking for you.
All right. See you later, Edward.
Oh, right, sir. Do you know Sophie well?
Who doesn't, eh?
What do you do?
I'm in public relations.
Does anyone here actually make anything?
Yeah, I make about 40 grand a year.
Charles, you've had enough.
I know. Take me home.
And
Wirbel Edward, see?
Well, you've ignored him all night. Leave him here.
Get off.
I just don't see what you see in him.
I've told you, I like him.
You tell me one thing you like about him.
One thing?
Yeah, come on, one thing.
All right. His ears.
What?
I like his ears. They're very sexy.
He's got sexy ears?
Yes. And he's doing very well in district coordination.
He was. He's on Flexi Space now.
What's that?
It's like that bird that flies round and round in ever-decreasing circles until it disappears up its own...
That's not very nice, Charles.
So if you notice his sexy ears start to disappear, you'll know where to look.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Ah,
it's me. Hello, Juggies.
Hello, Edward.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I disturbing you?
No, no. Your ears must be burning. We were just talking about you.
Don't it? Just tell me you're on Flexi Space.
How did you know?
Oh, I keep my ears to the ground.
No. I'm in the Bright Ideas department.
You have? Come on. Charles has been trying to get into that for ages.
No, I haven't.
Well done, Edward. You must really know what's happening. Oh, I love that song. Come on, Charles, let's dance.
Big ears is looking a bit sulky.
Stop staring at naughty.
Quick, everybody!
Turn the chair down!
This is difficult day. Stay where you are. You are all under arrest.
That was 1994 by Richard Turner and William Osborne, with Robert Lindsay, Siobhan Redmond and Paul Shearer. Other parts were played by Pam Ferris, Stephen Fry, David Goodland, Hugh Laurie and Richard Turner. 1994 was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.